Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. Today we're going to be talking about more techniques to control our thoughts. Before we dive deep, here's a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by HappyBeingWell.com. HappyBeingWell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high-fashion, high-comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to happybeingwell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back, guys. So we're going to go over other mind techniques to reverse the body's stress response, including hypnotherapy, autogenic training, and biofeedback. Each of them will help you relax and take control of your life. So hypnotherapy, what's hypnotherapy? Hypnotherapy is a hypnotic trance, a state of consciousness similar to daydreaming, which can be used to change patterns of behavior and promote positive thinking. While you are in a hypnotic state, you are very relaxed and open to suggestions. Under hypnosis, the conscious, rational part of the brain is bypassed, and the subconscious, non-analytical part takes over. During hypnosis, your hypnotherapist may feed suggestions to your subconscious mind to overcome a specific problem, such as a nicotine addiction or a lack of confidence. He or she may ask about past experiences to analyze current problems. A hypnotherapist can take you into a state of deep relaxation, which you may be able to recreate when faced with stressful situations. And there's self-hypnosis. So you can hypnotize yourself in the comfort of your own home. Most people can learn to hypnotize themselves. So find a place where you are unlikely to be disturbed and sit quietly or lie down. Relax and breathe slowly and deeply. Close your eyes and imagine yourself walking down a country lane or descending a staircase, counting down from 10 to 0 as you go. Repeat positive affirmations to deal with your problem or listen to a pre-recorded tape of yourself. Bring yourself out of hypnosis by reversing the method which you entered the hypnotic state. To fully relax and go into a state of hypnosis, the mind has to envision a quiet place such as a country lane, a beach, an ocean, a tranquil sky, a forest. There are tools to help you relax your body to easily get into a hypnotic state, which are the smelling, and we're using aromatherapy, smelling sage or Palo Santo or an essential oil like lavender helps to calm down your nervous system just by the smell. You can get those if you're looking for meditative tools to help you get into a meditative hypnotic state at happybeingwell.com and go and check out their meditation tools and the essential oils section, along with the aromatherapy diffusers. We're going to go and talk about autogenic training. Autogenic means generated from within and describes the way in which your mind can influence your body to train your autonomic nervous system. The part of the brain that governs automatic body functions to become relaxed. Autogenic training consists of 6 silent mental exercises that enable you to switch off the body's stress response at will. With practice, you should reach an altered state of consciousness known as passive concentration, a state of awareness similar to meditation, whereby you relax by not actively working to do so. Autogenic training seems to work best when performed in a sequence and with a set of phrases such as, my right arm is heavy, my left arm is heavy, both of my arms are heavy. Each exercise is designed to relax different areas of the body. Once learned, the technique can be practiced at home. Autogenic training needs to be performed on a regular basis to maintain the technique and ensure its continued effectiveness. All of these techniques we're discussing work in a state of hypnosis. The mind is very relaxed and open to suggestions when you are in a state of hypnosis, offering hypnotherapists the opportunity to replace negative thoughts and associations with positive ones. Or you can perform self-hypnosis without using a hypnotherapist. Another technique that we'll discuss is biofeedback. Biofeedback is a way of monitoring and controlling unconscious biological functions through electronic devices. It can also help you monitor your response to stress. Probes or electrodes are attached to your body and connected to electronic biofeedback instruments that monitor physical responses. While getting feedback, you perform relaxation exercises to regulate body functions until you reach a state of relaxation. So, all, you know, as we learn more and more about how to expand our consciousness, reprogram ourselves, we really start to become more and more aware of the power of relaxation to release stress from our body, stress from our mind, so we can perform better in life. We can feel better in life. So it's just, I think it's just, you know, once you learn more, start increasing your awareness by listening to podcasts like the Happy Being Well podcast, you're going to be better motivated to actually implement these techniques into your daily life. And the more and more you educate yourself on how these techniques work and why they're so important, what are their benefits, the more and more you actually will physically take the actions to do so. And you will realize the importance of relaxing your mind and body, even just throughout the day, like even with myself. You know, working on the computer and, you know, I had just updated a software program. My computer was freezing and it was like a little stressful. I just turned my head and I look at the sage that I'm burning and looking at the swirls of smoke and it calms me down, right? Just a simple little thing like that is so beneficial in our daily to day life. It just totally resets me, calms me down. And makes you realize it's not a big deal and computer's working again and you can resume your day. And so I hope you guys really, really start implementing. I'm sending lots of love, light, and blessings to each and every one of you. Enjoy your day. Bye for now, guys. And remember, subscribe so you don't miss another episode of Happy Being Well.